Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
99.9 KISW. We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so we had to reset our phone lines over the break there on the random question. So if you're on hold, call back. 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, I will give you guys a random question.
Random.
What would you guys say has happened to you more than one time, which is a little bit strange? You've experienced something more than once that others have not. For an example, I have broken or sprained my ankle, broken it no less than 5 times, both of them, sprained them no less than 5 or 6. So I'm well into double digits on breaking or spraining ankles on both sides.
You've also been struck by lightning. And even though
that was once.
But that is a lot more than most people I know.
Correct. I spent 2 days in the rain. I was worried about that when a front came through yesterday.
Yeah, I would think so. After getting struck once.
I've been on 2 separate flights where there was a medical emergency enough that we had to make an emergency landing.
I've never dealt with that.
No, I've never had that.
Correct. Right. One was in Montana. That was really weird. I think that guy died. The other one.
Yeah.
I think the person must have just puked so much or whatever because they were like, we got to clean this plane.
Ew.
And that got diverted to Chicago from D.C. So, like, that one wasn't too terrible. It's a major airport. I just got on another flight. But the one in Montana was pretty spooky.
Yeah.
And it's the middle of the night.
But the thing is, there's no communication.
They don't say,
we need to land for a medical emergency. Do they even give you a heads up?
They did not give us a heads up, right? The guy I was sitting next to, and I've flown enough. Like, you could tell when you're hitting air brakes and everything else. Descending. And I just said, we're descending, that's not right. He was like, well, we got to be pretty far out there. I was like, we are, but we're not to the West Coast yet.
Right.
Something's up. And then basically, as we're about to land, they're like, we had a medical emergency. I mean, you could kind of tell they had asked for a doctor. But by that point, they never said we're landing. It was just like, we're landing. And then it's like, we landed. They take the body off. They take the guy off. No lights on the ambulance. So you just assume.
Right. If it's not an emergency, it's a dead body.
Right.
How far away was the dead guy from where you were sitting?
I don't know. I never saw it.
Really?
So I don't know if it was behind me, in front of me. Like I said, it was weird. And then I forget where we were. I think we were in Billings. But, like, there's nobody there. The airport's just, like, almost dark.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question.
And then they go, do we have a mechanic?
Jesus,
because somehow
Christ.
We're overweight now, and we need somebody to sign off on something.
So you then you took someone off the plane, and now the plane is overweight.
Correct.
Okay. Let's say that someone from Seattle is visiting a relative and on the East Coast, and something horrible happens, and they don't make it.
All right.
But their home is here, all right? And they're going to have a funeral here. So there's got to be a way to get the body back. So just like any every stadium has a mini jail cell or two for the people who get out of hand that you never hopefully will know exists.
Right.
You would think that there is a spot on an airplane.
You just put the dead body?
Where you have room to put a coffin.
Just put them underneath.
There is on cruise ships, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
I feel like
at any given time, there's like four dead people
on cruise ships. So now someone's got to go to Montana and pick that body up and take it wherever it needs to go anyway. So
I mean, does like UPS have a side hustle? Like, look,
well,
man,
I mean, we're not going to put it in a box,
but like we can deliver because we already do that. We have the logistics.
You see the FedEx planes,
right? I mean, is that what you...
Is it cheaper? What is the ticket cost on a commercial airline to transport a dead body? Is it by the pound? Is it? This is what I'm like a package that you parcel.
Right.
That's going to be based on weight.
Yeah, so, I would think it's just a weight thing.
So like, ground is different, but you can't
put like stamps on it.
But you also need to express ship that because
for obvious reasons,
the body has not been embalmed yet. I mean, you still have a lot to do.
Did you want to pay more for overnight? Yes. Yes, we're going to need like same day
delivery. I'm assuming it's going to be FedEx.
I really don't know, but I would think so just because they already have the logistics of how to get from one place to the other, right? They have the infrastructure to do it. But who calls who, right? So the hospital can call the family and say, hey, your so-and-so died. We have them in Chicago because the flight got diverted. Are you responsible for going there and picking them up? And then if you do, how are you supposed to transport them home?
Right. Southwest Cargo provides professional, reliable transportation for funeral homes and mortuary services.
Southwest
Cargo.
Huh.
I was even wondering, like, if you deal with, like, a funeral home that would know how to arrange that.
I would guess so.
Right.
Aha, yeah. American Airlines, when shipping uncremated remains, please provide a physician or health officer certificate of burial transmit permit.
That makes sense. They have to do it because it can't be that uncommon.
United Cargo.
Even if you die somewhere where you're not at home, you still got to get the body home.
Right.
Okay.
What are they charged with that?
About to say, if your relative dies, are you going to like fly them Spirit or...
Yeah, I mean, you're getting, like, the cheapest airline.
Exactly.
For sure. Not to be mean, but, like, you're dead.
Man, if you died, I'd put you on an
Alaska Air Cargo. So every single major carrier that has a cargo flight seems to do this as well.
Would you use your reward points for that? No, honest to God, right? And not being funny, but it's like, man...
I got miles.
It's not going to be cheap.
Seriously.
But, like, hey, man... I'm not really buying a ticket, per se, but can I use my rewards to ship this thing?
The thing is, you're paying for it, so I believe that you can transfer that. Like, if I want to pay for my daughter's ticket, I can make a transfer and buy her ticket with my points.
The only difference is this person's dead. That's the only difference.
But is it a person at that point in time, or is it just a weight measurement? Because the cargo is cargo. When you're talking about cargo...
Right, because they specify cargo.
I mean, nothing can be illegal, but what is in the box is irrelevant to the fact that it's weight of parcel, right?
Yes.
I believe so.
So
it's in a cargo hold.
So in other words, all right.
It's a corpse.
My Aunt Betty, God bless her soul, 160 pounds, passes away, right? I get a flyer. That's no different than me having to, maybe I had 160 pounds of something else that I needed to have shipped.
Sure.
You know, whatever that is.
I would think it should be the same.
Should be the same price, correct?
If you're doing it by weight, like, yes, that is a human being, but it doesn't matter. That's a human being. This is the box of bricks.
Express anything out of the ordinary, yeah.
Sure.
But that's just all part of shipping in general. So if you want something there the next day, it's going to cost you more no matter what it is. And it's by the pound.
Yeah, I would think they would just do it by... We could just call them and ask.
Mm-hmm. We could.
And just like, look, man, we don't know. We're just trying to solve this. Is it by weight, or do you consider this still a person, right? Are they... technically cargo, or is this still a human being?
Let's see if there's somebody I can contact.
Because they keep saying,
I'm sure somebody knows. We have enough airplane people in this area.
And has anyone ever had to fly, like, the dead body home or something like that?
The reason we ask what is happening more than once, it keeps happening over and over again. All kinds of different problems with the Boeing aircraft. And in a strange coincidence, this is bizarre. Are you ready? So, an emergency slide fell off one of Delta's Boeing jets on Friday. I did not see this story. Typically, we catch up on most of this. I missed this one, right? Well, so it flew off of the plane on Friday, and it washed up in front of an oceanfront home.
Okay.
All right?
Oh, free slide.
Yeah. The slide fell off the Boeing 767 as it left JFK Airport and turned up by the home of Jake Bissell Lynx. Of Bell Harbor, Queens. It floated about 6 miles from where it landed onto the beach in front of his home. He is a partner in Labaton Keller Sherrero. They are the legal team that is suing Boeing over the midair blowout of a door on an Alaskan Airlines
ship. Are you kidding me?
So, the emergency slide washed up at the attorney's house who is suing the manufacturer for a similar incident. Now, nobody was injured when the flight departed to L.A. They did make a U-turn to the airport because of the alarms coming from the right wing. Upon landing, they said the crew discovered the slide had separated from the plane. Not clear how that happened. The FAA is investigating all those things. Just the irony of the fact of where the slide...
You're part of the legal team that's suing Boeing. Then
where it washed up on the shore.
Some people are chiming in about in the event that, someone dies, and you got to try to transport them back to their hometown, you know, for your funeral. Somebody here says it's crazy expensive to transport a body.
Yes.
It's about $15,000.
Oh, shoot.
Which is ridiculous.
What? The number I'm seeing is $1,200 to $4,500.
All right, but still, okay.
$4,000 to $10,000.
Okay, you know, this is
a living person.
This is wedding flowers. If you don't tell them it's a wedding, all right,
they don't charge you as much.
They don't charge you the same.
But there's also
the
legality that has to be with it, Miles. You have to let people know that you're moving a dead body.
I don't have to tell the florist that I'm getting married. I just say I need 16 table
arrangements. I'm aware of that. But
you could pull it off for a wedding. It's going to be very hard to put a dead body on a plane and not be like, it's a dead body.
Because there's also stuff that they were talking about. You know, there's actually a breakdown here. It's forfuneral.com. And there's other things that go into it. There's like embalming that needs to take place. There's sending and receiving, embalming, shipping container. There's a handful of different factors that go into it that do kind of bring the price up. And there's certificates and paperwork that needs to be done as well.
Sure, I get all that. But in the end, how much is it going to cost me, man?
It's going to be a few grand, man. Like, it would almost be worth it just to fly the family to wherever the body is.
And to do the funeral there?
And just do the funeral there.
Somebody else asked a question. What if the dead guy has miles? Can you use their miles?
You should be able to.
Look, man, it's going to be the last time they use them.
Like, because if I have it in my will that when I die, you can use a portion of my estate for whatever funeral arrangements. Like, sure. That should be part of it. Like, use my miles.
Use my miles. Mm-hmm. Someone here says, I'm a former employee of FedEx Express, and the policy is that we cannot ship any human remains through the FedEx network, whether ground or air. I believe it's the same for UPS, not the same for the Postal Service, so take it with a grain of salt.
Random.
So you're saying, like, if you're not in a hurry for this person, you could mail them.
Right.
In theory, I mean, if you cover the cost of waiting. Good to know. Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Rob, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. In your lifetime, how have you tried to cheat the system?
Shipping a dead body, but nobody knows.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just don't tell people what it is. Put it in a Tupperware container. Don't sweat this.
So many times I have cheated the system.
Okay.
Not many I'd like to repeat on the air, but I would say a simple one is you play the game of can I beat the ETA that Google Maps gives me to where I'm going.
All right. And is that based on your speed or your route of travel?
Little column A, little column B.
Okay. Right. Makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I want to backtrack real fast. Miles.
Yes.
As a man that is over 6 foot tall and suffers from no acetal disease, you got to get yourself a pair of overalls, man. Get some nice overalls.
I'm from West Virginia. I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
It's like me dating my cousin.
And it wouldn't surprise anyone.
Howdy, y'all. You ready to do a radio show?
He's from West Virginia. Of course he's wearing overalls. This is one of those things I can't do. Steve can't walk down the street eating a piece of watermelon. I can.
I can't do it.
I can. He can't. There's just certain things in life that you know the optics are like, look at that West Virginian in the overalls. I mean, it's just like you.
Would you wear suspenders that we could see before you wear overalls?
Well,
if I said the one or the other, you're going to work, you got the overalls or you got suspenders.
Here's the weird thing about overalls. People wear them in the summertime in West Virginia, so they will often wear them without a shirt on.
Of course.
So you have that look of just like, that's the look I know. Because even in the summertime, like farmers or whatever, they'll get hot or working outside, but they're still wearing the protective cobra.
Why don't you just do that?
I mean, that's what Tim does for Moonshiners. He wears overalls all the time without a shirt.
He does.
Yeah. Well, sometimes he has to go to a business meeting.
That's probably filmed close to West Virginia.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And also, if you start wearing overalls, though,
Like, I feel like every Sunday you just need to tell us that, like, you got hog maws or something. You know what I mean? Like, got them damn pork chops cooking.
Right, yep, yep.
Like, you're cooking dinner, but you're somewhat pissed about it?
Right. I have early on in the Netflix world days. Uh-huh. So my first wife, their mom had a lot of the streaming services.
Yeah.
But my kids would come down and they would stay with me. And they wanted to watch their shows and continue watching the shows that they've been watching at home in my house.
Yeah.
So for like a year and a half, maybe, I had a Netflix, so to speak, account.
So to speak, yeah.
So to speak.
Meaning now, you didn't.
Well, yes. But then, okay, here's the problem. And I'm not sure what the number is. Don't quote me on this. If you are a Netflix subscriber, you know this better than I. But, okay, so my daughter goes off to school to Bellingham.
All right.
She still has the password. She still uses the Netflix. Okay. Then I have my other daughter. She's in school. She's also using this Netflix password down in
San Diego.
All right. At the mothership home, they're trying to get on Netflix to watch a show. But let's just say that I, as well, I'm on the fourth profile, and I am using... Now, they can't get in and watch a show.
Right.
So then I get a call, you know, from my ex-wife at 9:15 at night because she can see who's watching what. And when she sees mine, which is like some kind of, you know, definitely not something my kids are watching. I can't remember what the hell I was watching. But she calls me up. She's like, could I get a favor from you? I'm like, yeah, man, sure. What do you need? Could you just stop watching Netflix? We just sat down and we finished dinner. We really want to watch a show. And I'm like, oh, my bad.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, Kate and Ava are already using there. So when you get on there, then I can't log in. I'm like,
My
bad.
Sounds like a you problem. I'm watching a show. Yeah,
exactly.
Can you call me back at the end of this?
Well, it can't be her fault. You need to stop paying for it.
I know. Right. Yeah, it's out. Could you give me 13 more minutes?
Come on, man. The show's almost done. Just wait it out.
Exactly.
Play a round of cards. Mm-hmm.
The reason we asked how have you tried to cheat the system.
I'm ruthless, Ted.
Brutal in here. Can you believe this bitch? Wants to use her own Netflix?
Interrupting my program.
Yeah, right? Her ex-husband won't watch it?
Exactly.
Damn.
Didn't I give you enough money?
Yeah.
It should be on the house, won't it?
The rudeness of some people.
The reason we asked how have you tried to cheat the system. Oh, I thought I cheated the system. Great, man. And I totally got screwed out of the deal. Okay, so I had a rental car that I got when the lady hit my car. So I had the rental car for like a month maybe or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The rental car was from Indiana.
Okay.
All right. Guess what Indiana doesn't have? They don't have front license plates. So they only have a license plate in the back.
Yeah, okay? Yeah, yeah.
Well, my thought process goes like this. When you're going through a toll, right, if you don't have the good to go or whatever,
yeah,
it's going to read your front license plate. And then it's going to bill the rental car place, which then in turn bills you for whatever you incurred during your usage.
Sure.
Typically, that's standard with a front license plate. I didn't have one, and the back was a temporary tag on this car. It was like a brand-new rental car, but it only had like 4,000 miles, 3,000 miles. It still had a temporary tag in the back, and then no tag in the front. I am using every freaking toll lane for a month. I'll go under the tunnel. I'm going over the bridge, you know, in Tacoma, going to Gig Harbor, on the house.
Right.
405. I'm in the way too expensive lane. Like, turns out they have cameras that could take pictures from the back.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought I got them. I pulled one over their eyes, man. Then I got
you really didn't know that it's going to take a picture.
I didn't know they had all that.
You just thought it was a front.
I just figured because you see the light flash when you go
through. How much money did you put in tolls?
About $125 a month. I mean, I swear to God, I was in like, you know, like the pay lane where you go to
pay. Oh, yeah, like, hell yeah, man.
Like, hey, if you want to pay more, get in this lane. I'm like, hell yeah, I do. I'm just burning it up and down the highway.
Surprise.
Got that bill, like, mother.
The weirdest one I saw was we were in a funeral procession, right? So, like, if it's a big funeral, like, at a certain point, like, you know what I mean? Everybody has their lights on or whatever. What's it? Hazard? I forget what you put on. Like, you could tell people are in a funeral.
Yeah.
But the light had changed, but everybody's still going through it. And it just sucked. It's like half the people there got tickets.
Oh.
Really?
Oh.
Because we were all in the line.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, basically, once the hearse gets there to the to the cemetery, you only have so much time. So everybody wants to stay a part of it. Actually, here's a crazy one. My mom used to have that Cadillac, right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what's going on with her car, and I was not with her, thank God. But she, I guess it's one of her friends. She doesn't get out of the funeral procession, but the alarm's going off.
Oh, no.
So she's driving in the funeral procession, right? This thing just blaring.
Jesus. You ever followed a funeral procession just to get through lights?
I think me and Bernie did before.
I've done it. Not something I actively do, but in my younger days, I'm like, you know what, man? Just like you said, throw on the hazards. Get in a line. They don't know. But the thing is, I got through like 8 lights because I didn't have to stop. And I'm like, it's perfect.
You guys ever tailgate an ambulance that's on its way?
No. That seems a little more dangerous.
Have you done that?
That's how you get through traffic, man.
Damn, man.
The reason we asked, how have you tried to cheat the system? Snoop Dogg got busted near L.A. for trying to cheat the carpool lane last week.
What?
Yes. Actually, it was not Snoop, but that's where the problem lies. Some guy got pulled over on Wednesday with a dummy in his passenger seat that looked almost exactly like Snoop Dogg. He set it up in a hoodie and sunglasses. People online think he might have used a Snoop Dogg Halloween mask. Either way, it was fairly realistic. Cop who pulled him over snapped a photo of it and cited the guy for multiple carpool lane violations. The California Highway Patrol posted the photo on Instagram of the fake Snoop Dogg who was riding shotgun.
I think the best one that I remember, guy in Phoenix, man, he kept blowing through this toll. Never paid the toll. He was always speeding, all right? I mean, this went on for like a year and a half. So they pull his ass into court and he says, can you prove that I was driving the car? I was like, you know we have cameras. He goes, I know. Take a look at the pictures. Every single picture, this dude wore a gorilla mask, okay? So they have hundreds of them, but in every single picture, it looks like a gorilla driving the car. So they were pissed because they're like, man, we know it's you. He's like, prove it. And they couldn't. So he
it wasn't me. It was the random monkey man.
Yeah, and they're like, you're telling us a gorilla drives your car every day. He's like, pictures don't lie. You know, so like they knew it was him, but they could not prove it. So they ended up dropping all the charges against the guy.
More of the Random Question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as mine. Kind of the categories today, your favorite candy bars and the best cities in the good old US of A to get stoned. We'll play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine coming up after emails and a random question. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Hola. Gary, welcome to the program. And the random question. Okay. Gary, your random question. How much money would it take you to feel like you were rich?
Well, being a student right now where I'm dirt poor and ramen is delicious.
$50.
Probably something simple like 100 G's.
All right. Now, how often do you eat ramen?
About twice a week.
All right. That's not too bad. That's about average. It's not the way. Man, every time you make it, you're like, you know what? This is actually really pretty good.
It's not bad. It's just like when you have to eat it, you just get sick of it.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right. And plus all the sodium in there, I'm sure that'll kick my butt someday.
Will $100,000 cover the cost of your education?
It absolutely would.
Okay.
What are you studying?
Cybersecurity.
Oh, all right.
And is that a four-year degree?
Yes.
Okay. What does it cost you per year to attend the university of wherever you're going?
Without grants, it would cost me about $18,000 a year.
And does that include housing?
It does.
All right. So 18 grand's pretty still, for 1 year, that's
up there.
It's a chunk.
Other than ramen, what else are you eating on your limited budget?
I mean, I can cook, so if there's something I can scrape together, like just buying stuff from Grocery Outlet, there's a whole lot I can gourmet up with limited supplies.
All right, good.
That's a great skill to have, man.
It really is. It absolutely is.
Especially when you're broke.
That's all we did for 4 years was just look and go, what can we do with this?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. What works
I mean,
together?
My joke right now is I'm so poor I can't pay attention.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah. We had a Fried Daddy, one of those little deep fryer units.
Yeah.
That used to work on your counter that made the entire apartment
smell like grease, man.
Fried food. So we would just continually dump in vegetable oil. We never changed it.
Right.
We just add more. And then we get a bag.
Air frying pizza rolls is a game changer, by the way.
Oh, look.
Yeah, man.
We discovered the old El Paso burritos.
Yep.
You basically put them in the microwave for 2 or 3 minutes and get them where they're almost cooked, but then drop them in the basket. And so you basically get a chimichanga.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Trust me. I mean, you name it. Pizza rolls. We get bags of potatoes. We cut them up into French fries.
Yep.
Cut them up into potato chips. 9 different ways to make potatoes. We do wedges.
Yeah, potatoes are an endless source of good.
Potatoes, rice. Yeah, like when it was just me, Burris, and Sut, like we would go out and go to like Costco or Sam's Club.
Right.
Like once a month, buy a bunch of meat. And then it was like, right, it'd be like if me and you went to Sam's Club and split that, then Miles would have to go to the grocery store and get like all the ramen and the chips and all the kind of side stuff.
But okay.
Frozen chicken cordon bleu was always a big night.
Okay.
Raise me asked how much money would you need to feel rich. A new report looked at how much you need to earn to be rich in all 50 states.
Hold on real quick. Gary, you get your a job in cybersecurity, say 10 years from now, what is the average salary?
Depending on the level, if you get an entry level, like just an analyst, that starts at about $80,000. If you go into the cloud security, you're looking somewhere up in the $300,000 range.
Damn.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Gary, hold the line. I got another question for you. A new report looked at how much you need to earn to be rich in the 50 states. They define that as being in the top 5% of earners in that individual state.
Yeah.
The lowest threshold is in West Virginia, where you need to earn $329,000 a year to be rich. I don't know anybody in West Virginia that makes $300,000, other than maybe the head football coach and the head basketball coach.
That'd be about it, right?
The president of the university, I don't know if they make that much money. Mississippi is next at $334,000, and New Mexico at $353,000. The most expensive state to be rich in. Guys have any clue?
I do, only because I read it before. But it's not what I would have thought.
So it's not California
it's
or New York.
It's not California or New York. Right. Those are my first two.
It's points. Usually like California, Massachusetts, Washington.
You would think maybe Hawaii.
I'll go Illinois. Then.
Maryland. Illinois? Connecticut. That's the most expensive state. $656,000 a year. Almost double what it takes to be in West Virginia. After that, New York at $621,000 and Massachusetts at $617,000. Thanks to inflation and other factors. All right, Gary, here's your next part of the question.
Right.
Now, being that you are in college, you have not really crossed this threshold too many times, but what is the most money that you've spent on a meal? What is the most money where you just splurged?
No.
It went after.
I am a middle-aged college student, so I've been there.
Oh, all right.
And
okay.
I can tell, I can tell you that I can answer this one pretty easily. I went to the lobster shop down on the waterfront in Tacoma, and we dropped close to $800 on a meal.
How many people?
Three of us.
Jeez. Okay, that is getting it done. What did you get?
Was it worth it?
Oh, it was totally worth it. Okay. It's one of those experiences where if you're going to go big on surf and turf, just absolutely do it. I went with an 8-ounce filet mignon and a lobster tail bake, and then with all of the sides and everything on there. They cooked potatoes that I didn't know could melt in your mouth from being mashed like that. It was an experience, and totally worth it.
Okay. The reason we asked, what's the most you spent on a meal? When you're considering ordering soup at a restaurant, you probably aren't worried about the price because it's soup.
It's soup. Yeah.
Lobster bisque might be a little bit more. It's got one little nugget.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they always rip you off on that?
Well, put that little piece of lobster.
Yeah, man.
In the
don't you think they should give you just something, like a little bit more substance?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, but in the end, it's just the soup, right? Mm. And they give you that little ratty ass piece of lobster.
I've been you ever have cream of crab soup in Maryland? There's one place I used to go where they literally would just bring out a bowl with a large amount of lump meat already picked sitting in the middle. And then the waiter would pour the cream over that.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
A restaurant in Chicago is selling a bowl of soup for $1,893. It's being served for a limited time at the Colonial Room at a hotel called the Drake Oakbrook. They have a signature dish called the Bookbinder Soup. It's $10. This is a luxurious upgrade to that, which is made with a super rare cognac instead of regular dry sherry.
Oh, so that's the Louis XIII stuff.
Yeah, you also get a little snifter of the spirit. It also features caviar and red snapper from the Gulf of Mexico, which is flown in fresh for every order. You need to order it 2 weeks in advance, so it cannot be an impulse buy. It is also garnished with gold flakes.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. The specific $1,893 price comes from the date of the original recipe for the soup, which was created by Samuel Bookbinder in 1893 in Philadelphia.
What's the most you spent on a meal? Or the most expensive restaurant?
Lately, the Colonel Bravo Prime Steakhouse in Tacoma.
All right. I know the most expensive place I've been was Nobu in Miami. Just, it was ridiculously priced, but the food was so freaking good. It really was. One of those things where I'm like, I cannot believe how much money I'm spending. I also cannot believe how happy my mouth is.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I feel like it's generally a steakhouse.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of know you're about to drop.
Probably the most expensive meal I've paid for by myself recently was last summer. I had a friend that flew back from Seattle with me to go hang out with my family and cousins.
Yeah.
But it was also around my mom's birthday.
Okay.
So I took him and my mom out for lunch at a crab deck and this and that. And I told them both, I said, look, this is a present for both of you. So just order whatever. We're not going to haggle about the price.
Did you regret that later?
Yeah. He put down a few more cocktails than I was expecting. And all of a sudden, my mom was like, yeah, these are great. I'll have a couple too. And I'm like, you barely drink.
What you going for the lemon drops?
When in Rome.
No, jeez.
I didn't know if that was her go-to drink.
It is not. And literally, we only had those that day because that bartender said, I can make them.
Really?
Yeah.
Because she was putting them down. So I figured okay, that's his mom's drink. I had no idea. Then she passed, one or two, I want to say, to my parents. Mm-hmm.
I think, right. But she's just not a big drinker. But that day on that deck, she had three drinks. I was like, damn. But it was nice. We had soups. We had appetizers, crab balls, crab cakes, everything.
My daughter graduated from high school. She, all kinds of family flew in from everywhere. At that time, I want to say the cruise ship season was well underway in the spring, early summer. So hotel rooms downtown were a little bit more pricey.
Right.
Before the pandemic and everything else. And so all these relatives flew in from the East Coast. The majority of them, after some 15 years at that point of living here, had never been here.
Right.
Everything is a to-do if you're not used to traveling to the West Coast from the East Coast. So when you're not making these regular flights, it's, oh, my God, where do you live? That was the longest flight of my life.
Oh, boo-hoo.
We could have been in London. That whole thing. Yeah,
but you keep asking us to come visit you.
Right. And the price of the ticket was just as expensive as a flight to Europe. All these things. And the hotel room costs a lot. I'm like, look, I got the graduation dinner. So picked the restaurant, Palisades, which is a nice restaurant on the water. Probably had 15, 20 people there for my family. It was a big party.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look, I got this. You know what? So the first thing I see is, out of the corner of my eye, is my stepfather talking to all the other people
who are at different tables, just getting up, mingling around.
Sure.
And he basically, and my stepfather's one of those guys where the first thing he'll do is go talk to the maitre d', or he's just got questions. He wants to
He's that guy.
Yeah. He's going to make pals.
Okay.
Because he loves cooking, and he likes to, you know, like, look inside the open kitchen and just see what's going on. What do you guys, what kind of knives do you use? Like, he's got all these questions, right? Either way, he goes around and says, he finds out that every table should get the seafood tower. This is number one.
That's what he's recommending to them.
Yes, every table should get a seafood tower. That's what's told to my stepfather, Dan. So Dan goes around, he says, this guy says, for every table, you should get a seafood tower. Well, seafood tower is probably one of the most expensive things on the menu.
Yeah, that's one of the most expensive things in almost any steakhouse or fine restaurant.
Might have been $150.
Ooh. Where you were, that might have been
$200. Yeah. Well, they got like seven of them, six of them. So right off the bat, man, I'm just
Are you already like dinging in your head like, oh my God.
I went outside and said I needed to get a cigarette, which I did. I went out front and I called my credit card and I waited. Keep in mind, this is like a Saturday afternoon. So they're not real quick.
Oh, to let them know, like, hey.
No, I wanted to see what my limit was because I had never made a transaction that big before, and I didn't know what it was going to be, and I wanted to make sure that I just even had enough room.
Right.
I didn't know what my credit card limit was. I didn't know if it was $8,000. I never checked that because I never ran out my credit card bill like that before.
Sure.
Man, oh, man. I felt better after getting off the phone, but I didn't feel good when I got the bill. And then the hardest thing was just, and granted, they included the gratuity because of the number of people which made my life a little bit easier. But I still wanted to give a tip to, you know, the staff just in general on top of it a little bit more. So that was ridiculously expensive. That was one where I walked out of there. I was like, golly, it's just high school.
Yeah, recently I did my son's 11th birthday or 10. I can't remember. Either way, what do you want to do for your birthday? He wants to get dressed up like in a suit. And his buddies are going to get dressed up in suits. And the girls that got dressed up, they're wearing, like, you know, cocktail dresses and all this kind of thing. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. Kind of some funny pictures. All the little kids looking sophisticated. But what do you want to actually do? It's like, oh, I want to go to dinner. We go to Joey's at, University.
Oh, U-Village.
U-Village, right?
So I was in there Saturday. Great spot.
Yeah, it is. It's a great spot, man.
Food's wonderful.
Yeah.
Food's good. Impressive. Service is great, right? Everyone's hot except us. We roll, because in my mind, I'm thinking, well, all of these kids are 10 or 11 years old. I'm still picturing, like, macaroni and hot dogs and stuff. Oh, no. So they're sitting at their own table, and there's a bunch of us adults kind of, you know, sitting one table away. And it's one buddy turned around and says, Mr. Steve. I said, yeah, man, what's up? He's like, we can order whatever we want. I said, yeah, get what you guys want. You know, we'll figure it out at the end. He got, like, the 12-ounce whatever steak. That they don't eat like children all of a sudden. Like, everyone is getting a full-on adult meal. Thank God they're not old enough to drink alcohol.
Right.
But, man, we got this bill. It was like $700 or $800 or something like that. And I was like to my wife, I'm like, we're not doing this again. Like, seriously, man, this is, I did not imagine these kids would eat that much. Appetizers, they got the entrees, and I'm like,
Well, kids are insatiable. It's just
what do they want to eat? Whatever was expensive.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Whatever was expensive is what they wanted to eat. And I'm like, we're not doing this again. We are not doing this again.
Random.
Hello, Bradley. Welcome to the men's room.
Bradley, are you there?
Hola.
Are you okay, Bradley?
Oh, man, what's up?
Okay, it's a random question, Bradley. I think you can handle this. Just remember language, okay? What is the strangest thing or weirdest experience you've ever encountered during a sexual situation?
You ever get a Charlie horse? Anybody ever fart? Mm. Unexpected nipple hair?
You just keep doing construction while you're doing it?
Man, I would have to say my girlfriend had...
Okay, all right.
That's the craziest part, man.
Does that make it to the airwaves?
No.
I knew that was going to be trouble. I had a feeling. The reason we asked, what is the strangest thing you've encountered during sex? A woman who went from being an unknown barmaid to the biggest earner on OnlyFans says she has two vaginas. But one is being saved for after marriage.
Right.
Meg Banks was born with a form of dwarfism. She stands at 3 feet, 11 inches, and makes a specialty.
But you can fit two vaginas on that body.
Out of having sex on camera with what they call well-endowed performers.
Let's see about you. You're of tiny stature, but you have doubled a vagina.
Yes. Like,
what are the odds of that?
Her goal is to one day shoot a video with legendary male performer Dredd. But even in that case, the star confirmed she would only be using her left-hand vagina. So far, she's had sex with about 15 people, and on every occasion, only her left-hand vagina has been involved. My right side, that's for when I get married, she said. My right side, you see, is a virgin. My left has had 15 different bodies in there. Meg added that she is quite conservative about the sexual act she performs on camera, but still has legions of fans that subscribe to her content.
Because you get naked.
She only joined OnlyFans 7 months ago, is already ticketed to the top of the earnings leaderboard.
Damn.
It all started more or less by accident. I was in Florida visiting my friend, and I was doing TikToks in our room. We were about to go out in Miami, and I did a TikTok. I saved it to my drafts, and the next morning, I accidentally posted it. Then all throughout the day, it just blew up crazy amounts. Among the hundreds of comments were dozens of people asking if Meg had an OnlyFans. I had always thought about doing it because it's so easy. So when people started asking me, do I have one? Where can I subscribe? And so on. I thought, okay, I might as well start it. So the New Yorker now has over 45,000 paying subscribers, as well as over 650,000 Instagram followers. Now, I don't know how that works out monetarily, but obviously pretty good.
Doing well. The dwarf with two vaginas.
I'd watch that movie.
I was about to say, let me tell you a story.
It's about the dwarf with two vaginas. Now, the left-hand side was for every man, but that one on the right was for that special somebody. The dwarf with
legend two has it, the right one is still untouched.
Budging vagina on the right side.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Kevin, welcome to the program. Ran a question. Okay, Kevin, whether it was you or someone else, what is the dumbest reason you've ever seen for a fight or an argument? The dumbest reason that everything went down?
Oh, man, that's a loaded question. I got a whole bunch of them.
Okay.
Well, it's usually me being stupid. Boy, I can't think of a single one, my friend. I'm so sorry. I just, you know, misunderstandings, you know, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, I've had more arguments and fights over nothing than anyone can imagine.
Okay.
Well, how do you keep ending up in these situations then?
I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Oh,
all right.
There it is.
Okay. All right.
Say no more.
That works out.
Yeah. So do people think...
Go ahead. Do
people think that you're being aggressive? Even like, look, we're from Maryland, so we know how the Jersey type goes. It sounds abrasive, but they might just be saying, hey, man, what's up? But when it comes out of your mouth, it sounds much more aggressive. So do you find that people kind of look at you a little different when you start going off?
No doubt. You know, I came here. I'm an attorney. I came here from New Jersey, right to Spokane, and I stood out like a sore thumb. That was 1995. And I'm still standing out, you know, because we call it like it is, and people here don't look at it that way.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah,
no, and it's very unique to New Jersey. It really is. I mean, New York, yeah, there's this little part of New York, New York City.
But I feel like all of New Jersey pretty much represents Jersey itself, right?
And Philadelphia.
And I gotta say one thing, guys. You know, you're talking about, you know, all kinds of questions floating around. I just want to give a shout out to my significant other. I will use the nickname of Fancy Pants. She knows who she is. I think she's listening, and she's the most awesome partner anyone could ever want.
Nice. Well, you got lucky.
All right, there you go.
More than lucky.
Especially for a loudmouth from New Jersey.
Yeah, a loudmouth Jersey guy.
You know, only so many people could tolerate a-hole.
That's right. Yeah, we follow it. I almost got in a fight one time because some guy just kept staring at me and he thought I was legitimately someone else. I thought this guy was going to kill me at a bar. I had no idea.
Are you talking about? He was like staring at you the whole time.
He was staring
at
me the whole time. Like he was, I mean, I had to show him my ID. It was like that. Because it got to that point. And then the other one was when someone...
How big was this dude?
He was a pretty big dude. I mean, he did not look happy. And the other one was when someone called my wife and told her that my Viagra, cocaine, and marijuana had been found in the glove compartment of her husband's car.
Because that makes sense.
And that went on for about a month of me trying to convince her that that didn't.
That is unbelievable.
Yes. But the dumbest reason for a fight or argument, two men were cited in Orleans early Friday evening after a fight over some pigs. Not New Orleans, but Orleans, which is in Vermont. Vermont State Police say they received a call about pigs blocking the road on Maple Street.
That's my wife, you son of a bitch.
So they began receiving multiple calls, then claiming that not only were the pigs blocking the road, but two men were fist fighting in the middle of the street in the same area. When officers responded, they found 37-year-old Ty Morrison of Orleans and 57-year-old Michael Sear of Brownington. They were the two men, and they were fighting over the pigs. And who were going to take the pigs?
Who's going to take the pigs?
Who are
going to
take the pigs back? Neither one of them owned either one of the pigs that got out. They were just fighting over trying to steal them.
Jesus, come on, man.
Police say they engaged in violent, tumultuous behavior and were cited to appear in a superior court for aggravated disorderly conduct and attempted theft of property that was not theirs.
That's kind of great.
Coming up, your guess is as good as mine. The category is your favorite candy bars and best cities to get stoned. And we've got your emails coming up next from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.